021, 21. Chav Zion, we're in the middle of Sif Yud. We learned about where the knot should be. Now we're learning where the katsitsa exactly of the row should be. This way. We learned where it should be this way. But now we're going to learn about Beinei Necha, which means the Rochav HaRosh. Tzorech L'chavin HaKatsitsa, you have to work out the katsitsa. That's the bias, you know, what the whole thing, the bias with the titura is called the katsitsa. Ketei be'emtza, it's in the middle of his head, that's width-wise, going this way. Kedei shetia kenegel beinoi naim, between his eyes. Every part of the tefillin has to be between his eyes. Just like even a little part of the titura can't be beneath the hairline, and can't be above, or below actually, but past. Malkom shemocho shetina gro face. So you can't have it by the eyes. It has to be every part of the tefillin has to be between the eyes. What? Beinei Necha.
If your eyes are narrow, you have to get small tefillin.
If your eyes are wide.
No, if they're close together.
Yeah.
And you get smaller tefillin.
I don't know. It could be just like if a person's personal hairline doesn't matter, you go with the average person. But the point is, Beinei Necha doesn't necessarily mean the center Beinei Necha. You just put it in the center so that the whole thing should be Beinei Necha.
What are the boundaries of here?
You know, I mean, sometimes
I would imagine here. No, if it's a bit off, it doesn't matter, as long as it's not on top of the eyes.
I'm saying if it's a bit over here, but it's like, does it have to be between this?
No, it has to be between the two eyes. I imagine the eyes are the eyeballs, not this whole thing, but the iris. What's it called? The eyeball. Eyeball. The gamma kesher iya beemtza haoref. That's in the back. Lo yata lekan lekan. The tzorach shehe amokum shebekesher shenirik ein dalit letzad chutz. So that's to look like a dalit to a person looking at it. A horizontal line and a vertical line. Tuadin bekesher shel yud tzorach lekesher shel yosapik. It shouldn't be a dalit this way. It should look like a dalit to a person looking at it.
A lot of people have double.
That's something else. That's, we're talking about the dollar going this way. It's a double dollar. It's a double dollar. That's what they have. They don't have a mem. They have a double dollar. Because you now have the same shakai. Everybody's modi. You have the shin and the dollar and the yud. There's no mem there. But they have a double dollar. It looks like a mem. Okay. So it should look like the way it looks when you're looking at it. It shouldn't be huffled like in a mirror. Shouldn't be the other way. Like the dalit shouldn't be this way and down. It should be, when you're looking at it, it should look like a dalit. Something jutting out, and then this way, and then something coming down. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. No, you see the Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Lamed Vav. Shetei be'emtza rochav harosh, lo yata osum letzad echad. Lamed Vav, says Katan Lamed Vav. You have to be careful about this. First of all, there's a problem of keeping it tight. It can't just sit on the head, but it has to be tight on the head. In the right place. Many times the kesher in the back is not in the right place. It has to be perfectly fitted and tight, etc. So usually you're better off with not such big tefillin. Shenira came down. Also, Ayotzis mitzad small, Haminiach, Nimsheches, the Rochbo goes out to the left, Kamo Gaga Dalid. But also, Ayotzis mitzad Dimin, Nimsheches, Boorech, Lamata goes down, Kamo Regala Dalid. The Lirish, the Yirish, the Yosavich Hakesh, Basiyoso, shouldn't be the other way with the head, with the Gag of the Dalid going to the right. No, that's the next. What? It wasn't his minig. That's the double dollar is a, what? Lubavitch does it? Who else does it? Will Sfardin? No, I don't. Sfardin do it?
But if Sfardin, Lubavitch should mention it.
I think it's probably Arizal or something like that. Probably caught on a little. The Shabur doesn't even bring him down. Sorach Shiyah Shokar Shabur and Suas Litzat Chutz. The black side should be on the outside. Don't let them be turned over. Ben Shagod, Ben Shagosh. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that the real Hakpadah is only the part that's tying it to your head or to your hand. Not the part that's hanging down. That's, you should be careful, but it's not that important as what the Mechaber is talking about, which is the part that ties it to your body. So the shachar should be on the outside. Yishalchel haratzur sheyu tluyim lefanav, it should be down, hanging down. Yagiu atabur until his navel, until the belly button. Olamalu mimenu ma'at, maybe a little above that. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Different shiurim given by the Achrayim until where it should reach. What? The purpose on that's just there's a minimum. The ritzuas. The mitzvah, no, but the miyad has a minimum shear too. It has to reach till here. When you stretch it out, you don't have to make the creases around your arm. But the tefillin are puzzle probably if you don't have a ratsua that goes from there to here.
Okay,
and in the head, we're going to learn in the Mishnah Berurah how long it has to hang down for. That's the mitzvah. But the kashrus of the tefillin are the bottom with the ratsuas, so the ratsuas have a minimum shear. How long do ratsuas have to be? I'm sure there is. By the yad, you can say everything's kosher into the hand. Offhand, I don't know the significance of the part of the tefillin that hangs down by the shogosh. Yeah, but the shogosh, by the yad, everything's doing a kshira. Here it's a kshira, and then it's the remnants of the kshira. So I don't know offhand. Rochav haratzuas, the width, shel yod v'shel rosh, ka'orech sora l'pochos, at least the orech, the length of the sora. So they end up saying 11 millimeters. Like that's, I don't know, anybody have a ruler? 11 millimeters. Not that much. In piches m'shir orech haratzuas, we'll see, how much is the v'rochbon, imenu motzei acheros, wear them anyway. We've seen the Mishnah Berurah about making a bracha though. Tefillin shel rosh tov liyosum gluyim v'nirim. They should be out in the open. Avol b'talmid lefnei rabo in der recheres v'galos tefillin b'funov. It's considered a little gaidadik to walk around with your tefillin, but that's when they wore tefillin the whole day. It's not tsanua. It's you're going around like the goloi that you're. How do you say? Tefillin are considered a kavod, and in front of your Rebbe, you don't show that you're a chashuva person. It's not appropriate to show that you have a chashivas in front of your Rebbe. So that's why we're going to see in a second that it's only when they wore tefillin a whole day. So tefillin was like, let's say it's tefillin is like wearing a crown. So it's saying in front of your Rebbe, it's not kaddish that you should be wearing a crown. Yeah, but since it gives kavod to the person wearing it, so he should all he has to do is put the talus on top of his head. Like, it shouldn't be like that. But anyway, it's not no geya. We're about to learn that it's only when they wore tefillin a whole day. But when you're wearing it by davening only, so then it's not a question of kavod. Everybody's wearing it just in this limited amount of time, like you say, to show that they're avodah to Hashem and they're davening with it. So if you're only going to daven with it, then you're going to take it off. Then it's okay to expose it in front of your Rebbe also. That's what we're about to learn. But if you wear it a whole day, then it's considered like a chosh of a thing to do, to wear it a whole day. And you're not supposed to show off chashivas in front of your Rebbe. Go, ubishal yorein lahakbid in heim gluyim oi mechusim. Doesn't matter. Our minig is dafka to cover up the sholiyad, rather. Venerally, dachshav shem manichim ala bezman kriyashma tefillah. We only wear the tefillin when you say kriyashma and shman eltrei. Al tivu talmud bifnei rabo. Yochel agalos af b'shol rosh. This is the reason I just told you. No question of covered, of showing off. He's only wearing it by davening. Okay, now minig shalol yizoyer. Minig is indeed not the... Have to be careful about that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. You lamet ches v'lo yusapku. Don't let it turn to the other side. Then the sapku midos chasidus uve his anos or lift those with stalker. But then lakpach v'lo yusapku the mashemakif zarosh. That's a kiboreth pa'amachas. Only the very first piece which solidifies it. Rain lahakbitz lo yusapku ala mashemakim zorosh v'zivoyz v'amachim ala mashekorech hachakach himashem ustal shol lefonov what hangs down v'horitzur shol tefillin shol rosh ain't zorich lahakbitz klal shol yusapich to be shein a maker ha-mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. Domo kom b'shem noy ha-mitzvah. It's not so nice, you know, so try to keep it on the right side. But it's only noy mitzvah. It's not a din at all. Roy lahakbitz yashach v'tzatku tachilu b'hamosa. Bein shol yod, hinei b'shol yod, shehu royach, shehu meniach, he sees what he's doing, yocholir shelo yisapech, shouldn't go on the other side, lo hakesher v'lo haritzua, the kesher should be proper with the black side up, and the ritzua should be proper with the black side up. U'b'shel rosh, dein a royach, shehu meniach, so the rosh, you have to feel it with your fingers. Yimash meish heitei b'yod, b'mokam ha-ktsitza v'chol tzad, you shouldn't get too much into your head, then you'll have to wash your hands, you'll have a whole problem. If you just touch it here, it's probably okay if it's not sweaty. So just feel around and see that it's, it didn't turn over. Olamala. Top of the tibur, v'aymachdushim kivegim v'chaim etzachaim demaski. The shel yamin, the right ritzur should be at a tabur. The shel small at hechoze. That's less than the tabur. Small is because it's here. Tabur is here around. The tur cause of all the yeshum the shall yemin al hamila, we shall small at a tabur. I think that's basically what we follow as a minimum. Korach zora hainu b'tchiposo with the shell kitzah. It's 11 millimeters. Just remember 11 millimeters. Very important to explain this Mishnah Berurah. He says many times in the Shel Yad, you make the knot so it squishes up. So you have to be careful, it shouldn't squish up to become less than a kisa'ira. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. In fact, that is what he's saying. But, there's a big but. You remember in Hilchos Tzitzis we had also a shear, it has to be a certain amount, and squishing up was discussed, that it gets all compressed when you tie the knot. So there it said it doesn't matter, because you could, if you wanted to, make it spread out by smoothing it down, patting it down. It didn't become like that essentially. It just looks like that. So it's good stuff. So here also the Achrayim and the Chazanish and others say that the Mishnah Berurah does not mean that if you're filling Shalom, you can run into a problem if it becomes less than a Sa'ir. Certainly we compare it to Hilchos Tzitzis and we say it doesn't matter. Mishnah Berurah means if it squishes up and sometimes by constant tugging and pulling, it'll taka compress. It'll shrink. It'll get like tighter together, and it'll shrink, or something will get torn off, a piece will get torn off. And the Mela, that's what the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mela would become possible. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Not the scrunching up where you just have to, like, you can go with your hands and you can stretch it out again. That's a very important point. Because if you read the Mishnah Berurah, you would not realize that. Malicha, and put on the tefillin anyway if it doesn't have the tools, the right amount of shear. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, why did he say such a thing? Nishyesh Machshirin, some people hold, doesn't have to have a minimum amount of Ritzulis. The Yesh Post will not be the Evet. To Mavur Bevei Seisev, Al-Kinachia came, so probably you wouldn't make a bracha, but at least put it on, because some say there's no such din. The Gemara means something else entirely. If you don't have the length by the shel yad, no bracha. If he has enough that lasts until the end of his middle finger, the index finger, even if he can't wind it around, because right, this will takes less than you need more to wind it around. So it doesn't matter. It's still kosher. As long as you have enough to go from when you tie the knot till the end of the finger stretched out, that's good enough. To make a bracha on, it's kosher, you're fine. The other things are already somewhat extras. What? Yeah, with a bracha, the way...
No, I'm
No, he said you should put it on if you have no others. That's without a bracha. Well, it's a something. The Mishnah Berurah says it depends. It's two man the Amrim. One holds it's possible with the Evet, and one holds it's not possible with the Evet. So, when he gets up, you know, it's a machlokes. So he does it, he'll make a bracha, and he'll find out if he did the mitzvah or not. He sweats a little. But again, the Chazanish says it's only if it, we're talking either there's not enough length, which is extremely, extremely, extremely rare, because you buy tefillin now, you know, everything's mass-produced anyway, so you just mass-produce it. You don't have this kind of tefillin, that kind of tefillin. They all have the same thing. And the scrunching up is only if something happened that it won't return to its original state. You could have problems if the tefillin become no longer black. The ritzuos have to be black. We'll be learning that in another city. If they're not black, it's not they're not there. So now you have a shayla. If part of the tefillin is not black, do you still have the rochav, the 11 millimeters of ritzua that is black? That could be a problem. Well, we'll stop here because I'm not sure what to see why.